Christmas, happy holidays. Welcome to the Pockets of Hope podcast. And as always, I am your host, Molina June Pierre, and it is always a pleasure, always a privilege to record again to bring you a message of hope, a message of love, a message of peace, and just the, you know, pure, authentic, or as authentic as I could ever be, you know, in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. You know, it's truly a passion of mine, and I know that is also a purpose of mine, like that God has created me for, to be able to do this and to do it, you know, in the way that I can, you know, not, you know, some put on, not a show, just the way that I can do it. And I am hoping and praying that someone is already blessed or is being blessed by the Pockets of Hope podcast, whether you were listening from the very beginning and you got to listening. I really want to thank you, and I welcome you into this space that God has made, and he's using me to do it. And I honestly, truly honor God for your ear. I honor God for your heart. And even now, I just pray a special blessing over you in the name of Jesus, that you would know that you are not alone, that you would know that you are loved and truly feel loved and feel and just know beyond your feelings, know within your heart of hearts, know in your core that you are loved by God, that you are created by God for such a time as this, to not give up on yourself and to not give up on God, because you are valuable. Hallelujah. You are important to him. You are worthy of his love, not because of anything that you've done, but because he says so, because he created you, and being a creation of God is what made you worthy. He made you righteous. He made you worthy of love. What a mighty God we serve. And so I pray that over you tonight, or whenever you're listening, I pray that over you. I pray that you truly feel a sense of worth, you know, and that's my word today. Even as we are in the holiday, you know, the holiday season, the Christmas season, you know, I just feel it so heavy on my heart to even speak about this again on this episode of the podcast, just our sense of self-worth today. I want to encourage you, because the enemy and a lot of people sadly experience depression and anxiety and just a deeper sense of loneliness. And I know these things are all completely different things, but ultimately that isolation, because, you know, loneliness, you could feel this way, especially if you're grieving, if you would have lost someone around the holidays, and there's no limit. It could have been you recently lost someone to, you know, this month, this year, and now the holidays are approaching and their absence is felt. And then it could have been years, but each time the holidays roll in, you still feel that emptiness, you feel that void. And so that's why I'm putting loneliness and sadness and grief in the same lineup of conditions that people, or, you know, states of mind that people are in around the holidays, heightened anxiety and even depression for whatever reason. But ultimately, the enemy uses these things to isolate you, to get you to, you know, to get you to be, to feel disconnected from God. Because, you know, you could feel grief and not be disconnected from God. You could feel sadness and not be disconnected from God. You could even feel lonely in moments, but not be disconnected from God. And so even depression and anxiety, all of those things, my encouragement and my challenge is for us to not disconnect from God, because the enemy's plan is to isolate you, you know, to steal your joy, which is that eternal peace, that eternal happiness and light. That's what I describe joy as, because no matter what, because you could be sad but still have joy. You could be grieving and still have joy. And so ultimately, but when you get into those states and time again, the enemy is trying to rob you of your joy and take away your hope, the hope that you have in God. And so the things that we want to prevent is we want to prevent the enemy from and resist the enemy so that he would not steal our joy, so that he would not, you know, take away our hope, that the hope that we have in Christ Jesus, and also so that we would remain connected to God despite all of the things that are going on. And again, around this time is usually when it's heightened. It's usually when, you know, we feel a certain way, even if, you know, there's so many things that could be going on that would lead to these seasonal depression, these seasonal things, these you know, the holiday blues or whatever it is, whatever names, there are so many names for them, to identify and to help you know what it is that's going on to you. But bottom line is we want to create a space where in our own lives, you know, take out moments from your day where you can spend that time with God. And, you know, sometimes it means sitting with your feeling, sitting with your grief, but also sitting with God in it and seeing what it is that God says about these feelings, about these moments. And what does he offer? What does God offer? You know, what does he give you? How can he help you heal? How can he help you to feel better? How can he not just help you feel better on a surface level, but how can he make you whole again? Because that's the kind of God that we serve. He is not, he's not going to leave anything incomplete. He is a God that will see to and complete whatever work that he would have begun. That's the type of God that he is. He does a finished work. He's a God that creates a finished product. And so you're never left hanging with God. He, for one, especially in these times, I want to encourage you guys to read this and to see what it's saying to you. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. You know, so whenever the thoughts come in your mind of all the things that you lack, all the things that you need, all the things that you cannot do, you have to understand that God is a provider. He's the one protecting, and the weight of the world is not yours to carry. The burdens of this world are not yours to carry. You understand? And I know that it feels like there's a pain attached to it, like a pain that it's indescribable to the point where it's physical, but it's a mental pain sometimes. But the Lord is your shepherd. Shepherds have such an important job when it comes to handling their herd, their sheep. They create a safe space, even if the space is vast, the pasture is wide, the field is wide, but they guard their sheep. They take care of them. They look out for them. They let them run wild, so there's that freedom. But if they get out of that safety space, that safety zone. The shepherd go out and it looks for them. There's something about, you know, he makes me to lie down in green pasture. So the shepherd is taking care of you. He's going to make sure that the sheep are in a place where there's enough for them to eat. You know, that is not on them. It's on the shepherd. The sheep don't have to make sure, like, hey, is this area, is there grass here for me to, I don't know, chew on? Does it have what I need? Do I have what I need? No, they don't have to worry, because that's the shepherd's job. And we have the good shepherd as our shepherd. We have the great shepherd. And God is, that's who God is for us. He is leading us. He is protecting us. He has that safe space. You don't have to carry that burden of life, of how, of the, even the day to day. And I know it's so, sometimes it's hard to believe, because the reality is like, okay, but I do have to pay the bills. I do have to do that. Sure. But you have a God who has limitless, you know, he has an abundance of everything. You know, it's a matter of us trusting that he's capable. I love that the verse continues on, the passage continues on to say, he leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. We have a God that restores. Restoration is yours. Whatever it is that you went through in life that seemed to have broken you down, tear you apart, left you shattered in pieces, God is a restorer. The Holy Spirit is a restorer. Hallelujah. And one of my favorite verses in this passage is, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. I just remember being a kid repeating that, because, you know, our house was very dark and we didn't have any electricity, right? And it would be dark whenever my parents would blow out the lamp, because we had an oil lamp, and they would blow it out, and so it would be pitch dark, and I would be right there like, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, because my room felt like the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. You are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. And that would bring me so much peace. It's something about the rod and the staff. And I always picture, because I see images of old time shepherds, they have the rod to hook on, to just pull and yuck the sheep, the sheep back whenever they try to run off, or, you know, for them to be able to bring them back into safety. But even if we were to get, you know, amongst some, so if we, when we get into scary situations, when we get into situations that seems like life and death, they seem like, you know, it's like you're down in a pit and you're looking up, because that's what a valley is. It's like a long, it's like a pit in a sense, because there are two mountains on, there are mountains on every side. So it's a ditch, it's down and it's low, but it doesn't matter if that's where you're that's where you're at spiritually, you know, mentally you're down and it feels that way. But God is saying you don't have to fear evil, because he is with you. God is with you, and his rod and his staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. I love that God is that type of God. He prepares you. He shields you. He covers you. He restores you. He provides for you. Hallelujah. And it says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. We've got to believe that. And I know I've been through hard times in my life. I've been through times that did not seem like they were good times. Nonetheless, God was still there with me. So even when you're in your moments, when you're in your valley season, when you're in that dark place, when things are right, when things aren't right, when things are financially tight or financially non-existent, there's no finances to speak of, when, you know, the children acting crazy, the family acting crazy, you don't have peace in your own home sometimes, the Holy Spirit is your comforter and He is there with you. God is there. He is there. He is there. And so the prayer would then be, God, let me see you. Let me see you even in my state of depression, God. Let me see you, Jesus, even in my state of grief, even in my state of despair, God. Let me see you. You know, it's the Christmas time, but I'm not feeling Christmassy. I'm not feeling the Christmas spirit. I'm not feeling like celebrating the birth of Jesus. I'm not feeling like giving gifts or even receiving any gifts. Lord, I just want to be alone. But God, let me see you. Let me feel you. I want to know that you are there with me. Show yourself to me. You know, switch it around. Don't let the enemy let you feel alone completely, because that's how he isolates you so he can destroy you. And so God is saying, I'm just reminding you that yea, though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death. So the idea is, okay, I'm going through this. Don't stay. Go through. God can pull you through until he can get you to that place where he can sit you at that table and anoint your head with oil, and then your cup runneth over. You're going to get to another point. You're going to get to another point in your life, because that's life. There are seasons. There are times when things are good and there are times when things are bad. But in all of these times, one thing that is consistent is the power of God and the love of God. Whatever it is that you're supposed to get in your down season, try to learn it, try to get it, because I know everything, there's purpose in it. There's something to learn. There's a skill that you need to get from there to keep it pushing. There's a lesson you need to learn from there to keep it moving. It's not meant for you to stay there and be crippled by it and to be killed by it. Nothing in life. Nothing should to do that, or you don't allow it to, in the name of Jesus. Don't allow it to, you know, hold on to God, seek his face, pursue him, ask him, question him, cry to him, do what you need to do, but stay connected. Stay connected. That is my message of hope for you today. I want you to stay connected to God. This, the holiday season, the holiday cheer, all of that is going to pass and that season is going to be over. But as long as you were connected to God, you will survive. You will survive. I want you to breathe through each day. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath and say, God, I know you are here. I might not feel the best, but God, you are here with me. And I know, God, you will see me through this season. You will see me through into the new year. Don't give up on God and don't give up on yourself. Like I always say to the women in my Women Edify group, I am so thankful for your presence. Your presence here is needed in the name of Jesus. You are valuable to the people around you. You are precious to those around you. You have it's a way that you do things that no one else can do it like you. And so I'm speaking to your spirit. I'm speaking to someone who really might feel like that's it. They're done. They're tired of this world. I want you to hold on a little bit longer. This message is to remind you that you are not alone, that God is with you. Open up your mouth and speak to your Father, because he is counting on you. There's something inside of you that is worth living for and fighting for. And so I claim your life in the name of Jesus. I claim your life. I pray for your restoration in the name of Jesus, because you have a God that restores souls in the name of Jesus, and your soul is counted in the number in the name of Jesus. God bless you. God keep you in the name of Jesus. You are loved. You are precious. I can't reiterate this anymore. Hallelujah. You are precious in His sight. It's nothing that anyone else could say, anyone else can do. All I can do is tell you the message. Hallelujah. And just say it to you. You are worthy of life. You are worthy of life. And you are needed on this side of heaven. Hallelujah. You are needed here. You are needed. You are needed until the Lord says something. Until the Lord says otherwise, you are needed. You are valuable in the name of Jesus. You are precious. You are needed. Hallelujah. You are needed. Your life counts here on earth. Hallelujah. The burden of life and the troubles of life, they don't rest in you. That is not your burden to carry. Drop it in the name of Jesus. Drop it in the name of Jesus. Drop it. Drop it. Just let it go. Just let it go. Free yourself. God gives freedom. Hallelujah. And whom the Son sets free is free indeed. You are free. You are free to breathe. You are free to rest. You are free to breathe in the name of Jesus. That enemy that's telling you that you can't catch a breath, he is a liar. And he is a liar from the pits of hell. He is a liar. That enemy that is telling you that the world, you know, you can't take it anymore. You can't, because it's not yours to take. You have a God that is standing against the fiery darts. He is ready to take the blows of life. He is ready to carry the burdens of life. It's not for you to carry. It's not for you to hold on. Let it go and be a sheep. You are not the shepherd. Be the sheep. Be carefree. Be the sheep. Hallelujah. You are the sheep in the Lord's pasture. Turn it over to Him. Hallelujah. Relinquish those things to Him. I know that it's easier said than done, but I'm speaking to your spirit even now that you would be free. I'm praying for you in the name of Jesus. Father God, right now I pray for peace. Hallelujah. For peace of mind for those who are embattled in their minds, their God, those who are feeling lonely, those who are experiencing grief, those who are experiencing depression and anxiety, their God, and even suicidal thoughts, their God, especially those suicidal thoughts, the ones that make you feel like everything would be better if that person was not there, the ones that are telling them it will be much better if they just disappear, the voices that are telling them, hallelujah, that everything is all right without them, that they are in pain, that there are things that, you know, there's so much burden that they can't carry anymore and it hurts to live. God, I rebuke that, those demonic forces. I rebuke them in the name of Jesus. Even now, I lift up those souls before you, asking Holy Spirit that you would blow your breath of life one more time, dear God. Blow it on them, Jesus. Help them to see, God, that you have purpose, hallelujah, for them, that they need to be here in the name of Jesus, and that the enemy won't win in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Even now, I pray, God, for a supernatural peace, their God, the peace that surpasses all understanding, to rest in their minds, their God, to let them know, God, even as they sit in their corners, their God, or even as they are moving around the place, their God, with smiles that are masking their pains, their God, even as they are so occupied, so busy in themselves, so that they can't face that darkness that keeps trying to suck and pull them in the name of Jesus. Right now, Holy Spirit, I pray, God, that the enemy would loose them right now. He would loose their grips off of them, their God. And that you would pull Just put your rod and your staff. You would use that to bring them closer, their God. That you would hold them, their God. That you would comfort them tonight in the name of Jesus. That they would know, God, that no matter what they are going through in the name of Jesus, you are right there with them, their God. That your love is still surrounding them, even in their pain, God. Your love is there, hallelujah. Your power is there in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, hallelujah. Allow them just to open up a little bit so that your love would penetrate even the deepest parts of their mind, their God, to set them free in the name of Jesus. Free in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for their lives today. I thank you for all of their loved ones today, Holy Spirit. I pray right now, Holy Spirit, that you would allow them, their God, to just bask in your love in the name of Jesus. Wrap them in your arms, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God, we thank you right now. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. So that is my message of hope for you today. You are loved. You are worthy. And no matter what you're going through, God is not afraid of it. His love is not too small for it. His love is big enough for it. His understanding is better than all of our understanding. His wisdom is more infinite than ours. We can't understand all of God. And that's all right. That's what makes him the perfect, the best listener. He will hear you out. That makes him the most trustworthy person to speak to about whatever it is that we've got going on. If you can't speak to anyone else, pray to your Heavenly Father. Tell your side of the story and he will hear you out. And if you would just listen for a moment, seek his word for a moment, you will get your answer. God is speaking in this season. He's pouring his spirit on all flesh. Everyone who are willing, hallelujah. If you're willing and you have a heart that's easy to penetrate, like that's pure. And I love God's version of a pure heart. Listen, it's way different than what we think it is. So, you know, just let him have his way in your life. And you'll see he can transform you. He can set you free. In the name of Jesus. So God bless you. God keep you. Until next time.